Red Film Radio. I'm Matt McCutcheon from the 78th Venice International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Munia Akil. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me.
Presenting the film Costa Brava at the Orizzonte Extra Strand. So I watched the film and loved it. And but, you know, for the listeners who have not seen it, would you mind telling us a few words of introduction?
Course. It's a movie set in a dystopian Lebanon. In fact, when I wrote it, it was set in a dystopian Lebanon. Now it feels like reality has caught up with us. And now the movie feels like it's almost... It looks like today's Lebanon, right. You know? And so it's a story of a family that feels like the city of Beirut and the corruption that defines it has crushed their dreams and broken their hearts. And so they decide to move to the Lebanese mountains and create a little paradise and isolate themselves from a world that they don't feel safe in anymore. But then, of course, reality catches up with them, and the government decides to build a huge garbage landfill right outside their fence, bringing the reality to their doors, a reality that they haven't been looking at for a while. Mm.
So, I mean, watching the film, this was kind of the follow-up question that I was interested to ask you. Have you ever felt the need, as an artist even, to retreat in the same way that this family decides to do?
Absolutely. You know, it's. I think that Lebanon has placed in front of us such violent obstacles that sometimes, you know, it's like after World War I, a lot of the painters went into complete classicism because they needed some order that they felt that they had lost. And I think that retreating feels like a way to protect yourself from something that is constantly putting you to the test. Years ago, we would call the tools we've developed against that resilience, but Lebanese people don't want to be called resilient anymore. They've been going through things that no one should be going through, and it feels like today even a retreat would be hard to achieve because the sadness has become really internal to Lebanese lives in the last 2 years, especially after the deadly August 4th explosion that destroyed the city and so many lives.
Yeah, that was a terrible tragedy. I feel one of the important elements of this film is family. And
yes.
I wanted to ask you, what do you feel the role of family is in today's society? And specifically, I guess, in Lebanese society.
I think it's really interesting to look at family as something that really mirrors the structure of a society. I think if you really deconstruct families, you are able to deconstruct societies. Mm. And I feel like a big part of who I am is because of my family. I think the screenwriter in me was born the day I realized my parents were real.
Right.
They were not like flawless people, but real as me. And I became fascinated with human vulnerabilities and the truth that comes out in times of crisis. And I think that the role of family and society is extremely important, and it has to evolve and change. And in Lebanon, I think that everything is constantly changing and evolving. But I think Lebanon is a patriarchal society, but not in the most obvious ways. You know, it feels like it's a society that makes you think that it's less patriarchal than certain other societies, but actually is in many ways. And it's in very subtle details.
Sure. I guess some of that actually is shown in the film too, because the wife and the husband, or, you know, the man and the woman in the family, they have different reactions to this crisis, this
yes.
landfill crisis. Mm-hmm. And without giving too much away, of course, it definitely shows what you just said. But I wanted to kind of know more about this environmental side of the film
yes.
too, which is very important. What is the extent of the seriousness of this air pollution situation in Lebanon right now?
Yes. In 2015, there was a huge garbage crisis, which again was linked to a corruption scheme. And so for a few months during the summer, we really saw our landscapes transform into this blue mass because what happened is that garbage started piling up in the streets because the garbage company wasn't picking up trash anymore because the landfill went overboard and the people living in that village said no more. And all of this was perpetuated because of a corruption scheme, because politicians just want more money in their pockets, even if they're drowning their people in garbage and a year ago killing them with ammonium nitrate. And so seeing our beautiful landscapes transform and the air become toxic. Really felt like it was not just an environmental threat, but it was also a way to kind of destroy what we saw as something to protect. And the environmental crisis, the garbage crisis, may look like it's gone right now because there's no more garbage in the streets, but we don't really have any sustainable way to solve those issues. In Lebanon, there's a lot of organizations that are doing a lot of independent ventures, but they're not tied to the government because the government is irresponsible and the country runs on fuel. We don't have...
Well, you know, I mean, this is all really fascinating stuff. Unfortunately, we have to wrap it up. Yeah. I just have one final question, and, you know, feel free to answer in whatever way you like. But are you hopeful about the future?
The future of the world or Lebanon?
The world and Lebanon.
Yeah, because in many ways, Lebanon is also like a microcosm of the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I'm very angry, and that means I'm hopeful. The day I'll be numb is the day I won't be hopeful anymore. My only hope is that we've reached such a rock bottom. Any new chapter has to start with a big interruption. I just hope it's not worse than where we are now.
That's a good way to end it. And so with that, unfortunately, we'll have to wrap it up. But it's been an absolute
pleasure.
I'll see
you tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Tonight's the screening. Wish you all the best. And thank you very much for joining us. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you
a lot.
So much.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.